Af Kuf Beis Amid Beis, the third line from the top. The Mishnah established back on Tzariches Amid Beis. Kol Sheino Roy Lavoda, Eino Cholik Bebosar. In other words, if the coin is Posel Lavoda, then he doesn't take a share in the Bosar. So Gemara asks the question of a lo, we know that's not so. Hare Balmum de la Roy Lavoda v'cholik. So even though the Balmum is Posel Lavoda, nevertheless, he takes a portion in the Basar. And we saw this in the Mishnah itself. So the Gemara says v'su, and not only is that difficult, but furthermore, the Mishnah says, Kol Sheino Roy Lavoda Eino Cholik, Ha Roy Lavoda Cholik. It sounds like in the flip side, if he's Roy Lavoda, he's Cholik. And that's not really true. You could have someone who is theoretically Roy Lavoda, and yet he's not Cholik. Hare Tome, Bekarbonis Tzibur Roy Lavoda. We have Halacha that a carbon tzibur is karev bituma. That's if you can't be makrev bitara, then you bring it bituma. So therefore, this kohen is not absolutely possible. He's maybe possible, maybe not, depending upon what carbon it is and what are the circumstances of the carbon. But a kohen tome is actually technically roy lavoda, and yet he's not cholik. And that we saw back on Daf Tzadites, Amid Aleph. Again, back on Tzadites, the Gemara had a suffix if a Tomei is Cholik but Karbonis Tzibur or not. And the Gemara says he's not Cholik. And therefore, it's very difficult to be Medayik here from the Lashon of the Mishnah that if he's Roy Lavoda, then he's Cholik, because the Maskon of the Gemara is that he's not Cholik. So the Gemara answers, Roy Lachila Kamar. Again, this is a bit of a stretch, but what the Gemara is postulating here is that the Mishnah doesn't mean technically Roy Lavoda, but Roy Lachila. And that's what we're going to have to, again, Achila is considered or called Avoda. We have such a precedent in Psochem Davayin Gimel with regard to Achila's Truma, which is considered Avoda. So we could certainly use that phrase with regard to Achilas Kodshim. But the Gemara is now postulating that if you are Eino Roy Lachila, then you don't Cholik. If you're Roy Lachila, you are Cholik. So, for example, the Din of our Mishnah, Eino Roy Lachila is Eino Cholik. What it means is a Tomei who is Eino Roy Lachila, he can't eat from the karbon because he's Tomei, and therefore Eino Cholik, he doesn't get a portion of the basar that's divvied out from the karbon. And again, even though he's Roy Lavoda, for example, a Tomei and karbon Tzibur, but nevertheless he's not Cholik because he's not Roy Lachila. The flip side would be Misha Roy Lachila is Cholik even though he's not Roy Lavoda, and that would be the case of the Balmum. So at this point, everything fits into place as long as we accept this reinterpretation of the word Avoda. Now Tosus, he has a kasha from the case of an Onain is Roy Lavoda, and yet he's not Cholik. When I say a Kohen is not Roy Lavoda, I'm sorry, when I say the Kohen Onei is Roy Lavoda, what I meant to say was a Kohen Gadol. And yet he's not Cholik. That would be a perfect example of someone who, because he's not Roy Lachila, is not Cholik, even though he's Roy Lavoda. Maybe it's even a better example than what the Gemara quotes here, because this is Mefurish Lehedja in a Braisa. So that's Tolstir Maskel Hare. So So now the Gemara gives the following, presents the following question. Barei katan de roi lachila hu. Now you're telling me that if it's roi lachila, then he's cholek. What about katan? He's roi lachila. V'eino cholek. And that's a drush in the Gemara Menachos Tafayin Gimel that a katan is any cholek. Even if he's tam, he's not a balmum. And again, this would seem to indicate that cholek has to do with dini mominus, and maybe this katan doesn't have a status in dini mominus. He doesn't have a yad. So the Gemara now answers that we went a little bit too far in the way that we were medayik in the Mishnah. Holo katani, it doesn't say in the Mishnah that kol haroi, that anyone who can eat the karban, is cholek. It says kol she'eino roi eino cholek. But it doesn't mean the flip side, therefore ipso facto kol haroi cholek. That's what the Gemara means here when it says ha lo ktani. Now, does the Mishnah have to tell me this din, that if he's eino roi lachil, he's not cholek? That in and of itself is an important principle. And the Mishnah doesn't have to teach us anything about someone who's not roi lachila to say that, to be medayik in the other way, that anyone who's roi lachila is cholet. That's not so. But now the Gemara makes an about face. Hashtad the osis lahochi. Now we got to this answer, this conclusion. He says here, "Sha'achshav she'iganu l'tirud zeh she'ein l'dayik b'mishnah sha'roi l'achila cholik." In other words, we're only going to maintain that which is explicitly taught, but not the implications. Is therefore liolam k'dika omar meikara. Let's go back to our original understanding of the Mishnah that roi l'avoda means roi l'avoda, not roi l'achila. You'll ask me about tomei. And you'll ask me about Balmum. And the answer is, Imishum Tomei. If you're going to ask me a kash from Tomei, that he's not Cholek, and he's not Roy Lavoda, so then I'll answer you, Tomei Loktani. It doesn't say, call a Roy Lavoda Cholek. Meaning, Tomei who's roi lavoda in the case of Korban Tzibur, therefore he's cholik. No, that it never says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah only tells us that if he's ain't a roi lavoda, he's not cholik. But to say that if he's roi lavoda ipso facto, he's cholik, that we don't see. Ve'im mishum balmum. Right now, balmum is not roi lavoda. Then according to our Mishnah, he's not cholik. But yet, balmum is cholik. He gets his portion in the basar. And yet the Mishnah says, Ein a roi lavod, ein a cholek. So the Gemara answers, Rachmona Rabye, that this case of a balmum, that's the exception to the rule because of a separate ribu. In other words, in the absence of a separate ribu, the rules and regulations that govern the law is that Misha ein a roi lavod, is ein a cholek. The truth is that in the case of balmum, even though he's ein a roi lavod, we have a special ribu in the pasuk to teach us that he is cholek. But as far as the klal is concerned, barring any exceptional drasha or ribui in the pasuk, then anyone who's not roi lavoda is not cholek. The Gemara now quotes our Mishnah: Filu tomei b'shas zrikas domim v'tar b'shas hekter chalovim eino cholek. So the Mishnah seems to assume that chalukah depends on whether or not he was Tomei Bishas Zrikas Domim, and whether or not he was Tomei Bishas Hekter Chalovim. Those are the two critical moments. And the Mishnah is saying, let's say in the case of a Tomei, if he was Tomei on the first critical moment, that's the moment of Zrikas Adam, but then he became tar before they got a chance to be makta the chalovim, then eino cholik. Which seems to mean that he's got to be he's got to be tar not only at point X and point Y, meaning at the moment of Zrika and the moment of Hekter Chalavim, but any time in between, from the Shas Zrika all the way to the Shas Hekter Chalavim. And the Gemara says, Hatar b'shas rika stomach, tom b'shas hekter chalavim. Maybe the Mishnah is only saying that the key, the critical moment is shas hekter chalavim. So let's say this coin was tar b'shas rika, but he was tom b'shas hekter chalavim. That would not bump him off. And chulik, he has a right to receive the basar. And he's going to eat the basar after he's mitire himself. And all this is because he was tar b'shas zrika. So the Gemara understands from the Mishnah that the only psul, or shall I say, afkah of the schus to be cholik in the basar is only if all these elements were there. The element of tumah started b'shas zrika sadam, and then it concluded b'shas hekter chalavim. But here I have a case where he was tar b'shas zrika sadamim. He's already therefore engendered a cholek, a schus chaluka, and we don't remove the schus chaluka if he becomes tameh subsequent to the shas rika. The shas rika is tar, and that locks it in for him, and he's able to be cholek. So the Gemara says, Masnisin deloka abishol. If this be the case, Am Mishnah is against abishol, the sanyu will enter the brice, abishol omeli olameno ochel, adje tar bishat, mishas zrika, viadshas hekter chalovin. So not the way we said it, namely, that he's bumped off from his chus chaluka because he was tummy from the beginning till the end, meaning from the shas rika, as opposed to a coin who was tar b'shas rika. But rather, Avishol says, no, in order to be cholik, you have to have tahara from shas rika all the way up till shas hekter chalavim. If there's any tumah in between, in other words, between the zrika and the akhtar, then he's not cholik. The Omer Kra, how does Avishol derive this? The Pasuk of Vayikra Zion says, V'amakriv ha-makriv es dam ha-shlomim v'es ha-chelev mi-bnei Yisrael lo siya shokayamin limono. Now the zchiyah here depends upon zrikas damim and on hekter chalavim. On zrikas dam, because the pasuk opens up by saying hamakriv is damashlomim. So the damashlomim is the zrikas adam. But then the pasuk goes on and says ves hachelev, indicating that even at the time of haktaras hachelev, he's got to be tar. Dafilu hekter chalavim nami boy. So you see clearly that you need the kashrus of the karbon, in this case the tar of the karbon, at the time of hekter chalavim. Not enough to say that he was tar at the time of zrika. He needs to be tar from zrika all the way inclusive to the shas hekter chalavim. And that sheet of Abishol is against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that even though he was Tomei B'Shas Rika, well, I'm sorry, let's flip it around. The Diuk is that he's got to be Tar B'Shas Rika, and the Mishnah is addressing a case where he was Tomei B'Shas Rika, and that's why we take away his Chus Chalukah. But had he been Tar B'Shas Rika, we couldn't care less what happens to him later. For example, the Shas HaKrovas Haktar Haimurim Hachalovim. So we have now Lechor, the way we medayik from the Mishnah, stira between the Mishnah and the sheet of Abishol. Because as we said again, Abishol requires Tahara from the moment of Zrika all the way up to including the moment of Hekter Chalovim. Now it's interesting, because you might say, okay, the Mishnah is against Avishol. Okay, we have Machlokas Tanoim. That's not so difficult. But the problem is, how does the Mishnah darshan the Pasuk which Avishol brought? That's what the Gemara is implying over here. Because Avishol shows us the pasuk that, and the pasuk clearly indicates you need both makaris adam and you need makaris achelet. In makaris adam here is a reference to zrikas adam, but hamakaris achelet, that's referring to the akravas hakarma. So how could the rabbanon say that if he became tamei after the zrika, let's say tamei vaktara, then he's considered cholik? How can it be cholik when the pasuk itself says v'es hachele? That's the Gemara's question. And Rashi says that the Tanavam Mishnah darshins the pasuk in Vayikra Zayin LaKohena Zorekas Adam Asdam Hashlamim Lo Yiyeh, that there's a schi of the Kohen that depends upon Zrikas Adam. I, the pasuk says, "Amakar v'stam ashlam ve'es hachelev v'bnei Yisrael." That's not talking about the chalukah of the kohen, who's roila hakriv dam v'chelev, but rather the pasuk is coming to teach us that the kohen has to be modeh ba'akrovas hadam ve'achelev, as opposed to a kohen who's not modeh. He doesn't acknowledge that God commanded us to be makriv the dam, as it says in the pasuk, makriv es dam ashlamim, or chelev. It says, o chelev, o achas mishar avodas hakahuna, because the pasuk says mibnei Aaron. So the Gemara says the following: boy, Ravashi raised the following suffix, according to Abba Shol says that the Kohen has to be, in order to be holy, he has to be tar from the Shas Rika until the Shas Hekter Chalovim. Nitma Bentayim, what happens if he was Enochinami tar at the moment of Zrika Sadam? He was tar at the moment of Haktoras Hachalovim, but he was a tummy in between. And here's how the Gemara vacillates. Nitma Bentayim. So he became tummy after the Zrika, but then he became Tahar before the Haktorah. Mahu, what's the din in such a case? Bishas Zrika, Bishas Haktorah Bin. And there are two, we can pinpoint two critical moments. And we, in those two critical moments, we have to know whether or not the Kohen is Tomei. And if you can check off both of these two critical moments and you come to the conclusion that he was Tar, then that's fine. So that's called Shas Rika, Shas Haktar Binon. O Dilma, and he says the following: Ad Shiehi Tar Mishas Rika V'ad Shas Haktar Hekter Chalov. In other words, not the way we said in the first Tzad, that you have two critical moments, and if he was Tahar at those two critical moments, that's fine, and Haktara will go on. Or, shall we say, no. We're not talking about it. We're not talking about pinpoint two moments in time, but rather these two moments in time are bookends, but you have to be Tahar from the beginning until the end. And the Gemara ends up with Teiku. By sheer association, this Gemara reminds me of the halacha of bittul aget, meaning if at the time, the moment in time that the Baal commissioned the writing of the get, the Baal had full-fledged das and rotzon, and he had full-fledged das and rotzon at the moment of the mesiras aget, but in the middle he decides he doesn't want this get. Or in the middle, he became a shote, and he's maybe in a royal agarish. He gets out of that state. Now he's okay, and he wants to give the get. And the answer is that lishma is chal and the chefta shall get. So you need the lishma from the moment of the writing of the get, of a kasavla, until the moment of vinasanla, until the nesina, and all the moments in between. We have to lock him down and make sure that he doesn't lose it during that whole period of time from the writing of the get until the giving of the get. That's what the Gemara suggests here as one possibility with regard to the Kohen. He's got to be tar, not just b'shas riko, b'shas hekter chalom, but any time in between, from the time of Zrika until the time of Hekter Chalov. And that was one side. The Gemara leaves it with a take. And, you might argue that in the case of Get, I understand, the Get has to have a Lishma in it in order to... So there's a point of breakage in the middle here between Tzivei Abal and Mesiris HaGet, where there was a breakdown of the Lishma and the Get. Here, what we're saying is, I think that Zrika and Haktoras Chalovim are all part of one long process. And it makes sense that during this process, the Kohen has to be Tar. Now the Gemara quotes a Braisa, and this Braisa is going to give the sources for the Din of HaMishnah with regarding Chalukas HaBosar, the division of the portions for the Kohen. Now we're going to start with Amar Rav. He points out that some of the Girsa Amar Rav. Hi Dina, we're going back to the Din and Mishnah with regard to Kodshei Kodshim, specifically Ola, that a Tful Yom is Metame Kodshim. And he himself, if he's a Kohen Tful Yom, he's not Cholik B'Kodshim to eat his portion at night. And the Gemara wants to know, how do we derive this din? Now the reason I think the Gemara is searching high and low for a source for this is because it's not logically intuitive. After all, the Tful Yom, let's say the Kohen is a Tful Yom, he cannot eat Kodshim, but Le'es Erev, after Arev Shemsho, he could eat from the Kodshim. So why doesn't he have the right to say, I want to be Cholik, let me get a portion, and I'll eat this portion tonight, which is still Tos Mano, so it's not Pigul. So Rava says, I heard this din from Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, and of all places, Gemiratai, he passed it on to me, but Beis HaKise, while we're in the lavatory. I mean, you're not allowed to think Divrei Torah, and certainly not allowed to convey Torah in a bathhouse or in a bathroom. So Gemara's going to pick this up a little bit later on. Danta. So this is what I heard from Rabbi Loza. Danta means, here's what you might say. And you can learn it up this way. Ba, now I would add the word Kohen here. Ba, Tful Yom. And this Kohen Tful Yom comes to one of the Kohen in the Anshe Mishmar, on that Mishmeres, who's Tar, and Omar. And he says, Imtainli, Mi Mincha. I'm not sure why he mentions mincha here. Because he wants to eat it, and a mincha is not nechelis, it's kuli nesrefis. Maybe it means minchas Yisrael. Vi ochal, and I'll eat it not today, but tomorrow, meaning this evening. In other words, a tful yom just needs harif shemesh. And the basar could be eaten during the entire course of the night. So he's saying, okay, give me my portion. I want to be cholik. I'll eat it li'eis erev. Why is that not a good argument? Amalo, so it's very interesting here. The amalo, which would usually be an amora who would be responding to such a question or such a svara, but here we're really taking us back to the Beis HaMikdash. And we're imagining that this Kohen who's a Tful Yom is putting forth the following argument. He says, why am I excluded from eating the karbon? So when this Kohen Tful Yom requests a chelek in the mincha, and that's the subject of that Mishnah, the law is that Omer lo, that the Kohen Tar could deny him a portion, a chelek in the mincha. Why? Because his response is, Uma'im b'mokom sheyofa kochacha, b'chatoscha. In other words, with regard to a very strong claim, which you have in the case of chatos, because there the halacha is that if a person, a Kohen, I mean to say, is not even on the Mishmeres, he's not one of the designated groups of Kohanim. Nevertheless, if he wants to bring his own avodah personally for a korban chatos, he has a right to do so. And that's called, in the language of the Shas, yofe koach, or yipui koach, that you as a Kohen have a special right to be makriv the chatos for himself, his own personal chatos, even in a mishmar that's not his. So his mishmar is not on duty, but he can come in and say, I'm a Kohen, I have rights, we give you special rights. It's sort of like, imagine if you need some medical treatment, they put you on a list, you know, come back in 3 months, and you want to, so if you know the right people, if you're related to the doctor, so that gives you a special status. So that's as far as the Korban Chatos, the Kohen has the Yipui Koach, and therefore you could be Zoche in the Basar. However, now we're going to the case of Mincha. That's the case at hand. And the law of Chatos is that even though he had his Yipui Koach, nevertheless, Dichi Sicha Bechatos Yisrael, or Mechatos Yisrael, I should say. That if a Yisrael who's not a Kohen brings a Chatos, then we're going to derive from a Pasuk that a Kohen who's a Tvul Yom is not Cholik. So even though in the case of a Chatos, the Kohen has a special status, he has what we call an upgrade and a ticket in his pocket, but nevertheless he cannot, as a Tvul Yom, be Cholek in the Chatos. A lot of this is based on a Sugi Bava Kama Kuftes. Then here's the Kal V'Chomer that the Kohen Torah is going to say back to the Kohen Tomei, the Kohen who was Tvul Yom. Is Mokom Shehura Kochacha B'Minchoscha, in the case of Mincha, where the Kohen has no rights to Achila because the Mincha is completely burnt on the Mizbech, as the Pasuk says, Vayikra Vav, V'chol Minchas Kohen Kolil Tia Lo Seyachel. So, if a Kohen brings a Mincha, it's going to be burnt on the Mizbech, he doesn't have any rights to eat it, to eat from the Basar. That's called Hura Kochacha. Isn't it certainly true that in the case of Mincha, where you have a Hura Koch instead of a Yipui Koch, certainly you cannot claim that you want a Chelek in the Minchas Yisrael? And again, the Girsa that we have is Tainli Chelek B'Mincha, the Ochal Ba'erev, means because after Erev Shemesh he's allowed to eat it. But if we're talking about, as our Girsa indicates, a mincha, mincha's kuli kolil, so why would this Kohen who's a Tvul Yom demand mincha? So the Girsa that we're accepting here, which is, you'll see here in the Agos, it's even that's minchas Yisrael. Now a Tvul Yom is allowed to eat kodshim only after he completes his taro, after Harif Shemesh. And not only that, a Tvul Yom, if he comes in contact with Kodshim, he passes the Kodshim with his Maga. So the intention here is that he should receive this Tvul Yom, the Mincha Ba'erev, after he completes his Tara. And he's being rejected by the Kohen Tar with this Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara goes on This is Rav in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, to offer another claim on the part of the Tefillah Yom to undermine this Kal V'Chomer. What's the pircha of the Kal V'Chomer? He says, Uma im dechisani michatos Yisrael shekshem sheyofa kochi kach yofa kochacha tadicheni mimincha shekshem shahura kochi kach hura kochacha. The counter-argument here of the Tful Yom is the following. You can push me away from a Yisrael's chatos. Why? Because yupa kochi, meaning my status is the same as your status. Kach yofa kochacha. Is tadicheni mimincha that hura kochi and hura kochacha? Let's summarize this pircha. He's saying the fact that Tful Yom refutes this Kal V'Chomer of the Kohen Tar by saying that the rights of the rights of a Kohen Tar to deny the Tful Yom, a share in the Chatos, that stems from the fact that they themselves have a strong claim to the Chatos. Right? Because, as we said before, the Kohen Tar is allowed to bump off, even if he's not one of the Anshei Mishmar, and sort of push himself up to the front of the line and say, I want to bring my Chatos. So that gives the Kohen Tar a certain yipui koach, a certain strong claim. And in the case of mincha, by contrast, we cannot assume automatically that yipui koach. So it means that the claim here, even of a kohen tar, is a weak claim. It's hura kocho. So what gives you the right to push me away from a mincha where you yourself, meaning Mr. Kohen Tar, are in a state of hura kocho? Your power is weak over here because you don't have the ability to eat from the carbon. So don't tell me anything about mincha based on chatos. Your Kal V'Chomer is based on chatos. Chatos, you could be dochemi because you have a yipui koach. But in the case of mincha, where you don't have a yipui koach, you meaning the Kohen Tar, it's hura koach. How do you know? What gives you the right to say that I don't have rights? Again, I'm going to eat it tonight when I become tar. So now the statement of Rabbi Elazar continues, and again we put an argument into the mouth, a counterclaim into the mouth of the Kohen Tar. Hareu Omer, the pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Zayin, La Kohena Makrivosa Lo Siyah. And this is going to be a mute. That's going to exclude the Tful Yom. How so? The Tar now is quoting a Pasuk, and the Pasuk says that who gets to eat from the carbon? Only HaMakriv. Makriv means the Kohen who's on duty, who is an Anshei Mishmar, and therefore he's Cholek in the Karma. Bo, Hakrev V'Echol. Come and bring the Mincha. You do the Karma, you do the Avod, and then you can eat from it, which is a ridiculous claim because it's full Yom. No way, no how can he do the offering, that Karma of the Mincha, because he's still Tomei, and therefore he has no rights to be Cholik. Why? Because he's not the Kohen HaMakrif, and there's no way that at this point he could be the Kohen the Kohen HaMakriv. Now, at the end of the day, we conclude that the Tful Yom has no right to be Cholik in the Mincha. And now the Braisa wants to analyze his right to share in the Chatos. And this is going to demonstrate that there's a Pasuk, that although there's a Pasuk about Mincha, we still need a Pasuk in the case of Chatos. If the Tful Yom says to the Kohen Tor, I want to be cholik, I want a piece of the chatos of the Yisrael, and I'll eat it tonight. Amar lo, the Tor turns to me, he says, Ubam b'mokum shehura kochi. In a case like Mincha, where I don't have any special power, on the contrary, I have a weaker power, v'minchasi, because I have no rights to eat from the Mincha Tzkuli Kol, is the Chisicha, mi Minchas Yisrael, I can still push you away, reject you from being Cholik in the Mincha of Yisrael. Is Mokom Sheyupa Kochi B'chatosi, in the case of a Chatos, we have a Yipui Koach, which means that I can come along and demand rights to bring my chatos, is Einu Din Shadichacha Michatos Yisrael. Isn't it logical that I can push you away from the chatos of Yisrael? Because if I can push you away in the case of a mincha with Hura Kochi, then how much more so in the case of chatos, where it's Yibui Koach, as we said, because the Kohen has rights to bring his chatos, even if he's not on in the Anshei Mishmar, is therefore for sure, where I have a Yipur Koch, I could push you away. So therefore, the Tor is now adducing from a Kal V'Chomer any claim of the Tful Yom. In the case of a Chatos, Omar Lo, so the Tful Yom responds and he says, Kishem Shehura Kochacha Kach Hura Kochi, to dicheni michatas Yisrael, shekshem sheyuba kochacha kach yofe kochi. I understand very well that you can be docha me from a mincha, because you have a hura kochi, a weakened power, and I have a weakened power. Neither of us can eat from a mincha. But that doesn't mean logically that you could reject me from a chatas Yisrael, because you have a yipui koach, but I also have a yipui koach. Insofar as I also, as a Kohen, have rights to push myself into the head of the line as far as Chatos is concerned. So the Torah now responds and he says, Hareyu Omer, but the Pasuk says, HaKohen HaMechate Osa Yochlena. Again, this is in Vayikra Perek Vav. The Kohen who throws the dam, he's the one who eats from the He's from the Chatos. Bo chate ve'achol. You know, you're claiming you want to be cholik in the carbon and eat the Chatos. Well, let's see if you could be Zorik the Dam, if you could be the cholik. You're a Tful Yom, and certainly you're excluded from being makriv and being Zorik the Dam of a Chatos, and therefore you have no rights to share. So basically, the Tor at this point has ended his case. There's no longer room for dialogue. His Kal V'Chomer was refuted, but he doesn't need a Kal V'Chomer because he doesn't have any need or any responsibility to share his Chatos with the Tful Yom, because the Pasuk says that it's only the Mechate Osi Ochlena. Now the Braisa analyzes the law of Chazav Ashok in a case of Shlom. And what status, if any, would a Kohen Tful Yom have with regard to Chaz V'Shok? Amaleh, so the Tful Yom says to the Kohen Tor, Tainli mi Chaz V'Shok v'Ochal, I have rights to these part of the Shlom, I'll eat it tonight. Amaleh, the Torah has a right to respond to him, Uma b'mokv sheyupa kochacha b'chatoscha. My nechatos, you have rights to bring the chatos, you have a yipui koach, insofar as you're a Kohen. And nevertheless, the chisicha Michatas Yisrael. I pushed you away from taking away from the Chatas because of the Pasuk, as we saw, Machate Yosei Ochlena, is Mokum Shehura Kochacha Vishlomim She'en Lecha Bohem Elechaz Vishok. In Shlomim, the Kohen only has rights to Chaz Vishok, is Einu Din Shadichacha. That's a real Hura Kocho. Why is Hura Kochacha? Shlomim has to be eaten by the Bailim. The Kohen only has rights to the Chaz Vishok. So the fact that Kohenim are not entitled to the entire Shlomim, where in the case of Chatas they eat the entire Chatas, in the case of the Kohen has a Hura Kocho, has a weaker power in the case of Shlomim than he has in his rights to eat from the Chatas. So the Kavachomer is going to argue that since Etul Yom doesn't have a share in Chatas where he has a Yipur Koch, how much more so he doesn't have a share in the portion of that that's designated for the Kohenim, which is called Chaz Vishok in a carbon shlomim. And now the Tful Yom is going to reject that Kalvachomer. Ma'im dechisani mechato shekein hura kochi etzel noshai va'avodai. In the case of Chatos, I have a hura kochi, I have a weaker position, because I'm not allowed to share the carbon Chatos with my wife or with my Eved Knani. And that means that even if I were Tar, I would not be permitted to give any of the Chatos, the Basar Chatos, to the... Because the Torah says with regard to Chatos, called Zachar Yochalo, so in other words, that excludes anyone but the Kohen himself. Is therefore to dichani michaz v'shok shekein yupa kochi etzal noshay v'avodai. In the case of Shlomim, the Kohen has rights to the chaz v'shok, which he can share with his wife and with his eved Kanani. So therefore, that undermines the kavachomer of the tar, because the reason why he doesn't share in the chatas is because of the who. Is because of the Hura Kochi, that he cannot share the Basar Achatos with his Noshim Vavode. But in the case of Chaz V'Shok of Shlomim, the Kohen has a Yipui Koach, in that he could share the, again, had he been Tari, he could share the Chaz V'Shok with his wife and his Avode. And therefore, forget about your Kalvachomer. The Torah says I have rights because of a Yipui Koach in the case of Chaz V'Shok, to say, let me get my portion and I'll eat it at night after Harif Shemesh and after I retire myself. So now the Tar Kohen, as we've seen the pattern over and over again, he quotes a Pasuk. Hareu Omer, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Perek Zayin, La Kohen Hazorekes Dam Hashlomim Lo Yeh Bo Zrok V'Yachol. He challenges him. The Torah says that who eats from the Shlomim, that's only the Zorekes Adam, the Kohen who was involved in the Zrika. You, Mr. Tful Yom, do you have the ability to be Zorek? I'll give you to eat your portion if you're Zorek the Dam. And a Tful Yom is obviously posel from Akravas Hashlomim, and therefore he has no right to the Chaz V'Shok. Now, the truth is that the pasuk that the Gemara is quoting here is referring to Lach Metoda. Hamakris Adam HaShlomim is a different pasuk. But in any event, the pasuk certainly indicates that there's no difference between Lach Metoda and Chaz V'Shok in the case of Shlomim. And it's granted to the Kohen HaOved. So even though the Tar has, in a sense, won his argument, and that is not based on the logic of a Kavachom, but rather on the Pasuk itself, so he doesn't need the Kavachomer. And the Gemara says that at this point, Yotza Tful Yom, it means that Tful Yom has to raise up his hands and admit defeat, that all his claims have been rebuffed, is Kulav v'chamurav al rosho. All of his arguments, if we take the idiomatic phrase, are on his head. Which means to say that all the arguments that he posed in his favor, when he says, you know, d'chisicha, and so forth and so on, are on his head. What does that mean, they're on his head? So in the Hebrew translation, he writes, lo ho'ilu lo me'uma. They do him absolutely no good. They're of no use. But the Hebrew also adds another phrase here, that all these dinim with the Kavah Chomer are yedoreish lahana also. As he tried to be matir for himself, to be cholik in kodshim, this Tvul Yom, and he darshan for his own benefit all these kavachomers, not really kavachomers, really, but it means his leniencies and his stringencies, you know, the various strengths and weaknesses of his rights to the korban. And all this was done lan also, but lo ilu lo mi uma. They end up with naught. Nothing really works here at the end of the day on behalf of the Tvul Yom. And the same thing is going to apply to Onen, Miyamino, Mechusar Kapar Mismolo. Even in the case of an Onen and a Mechusar Kapara, as we spoke about a Tvul Yom, but a Mechusar Kapara is also someone who's still in the state of Tameh, they also will be rejected from Chaluka, because of the same psukim, which means that whoever's not Roy Lavoda is therefore not Cholek in the Basar. So just like the Tvul Yom, the Onen and Mechusa Kapara are possible from Avodas HaKarban, and therefore they're not able to claim a share in the Mincha, or in Chatos, or in the Shlomim, based on the same psukim that we quoted earlier. Now, why does it say that the Tvul Yom is on the Onen is on the right and the Mechusa Kapara is on the left, or maybe the Tvul Yom is in the middle with the Onen on his right and the Mechusa Kapara on his left? So perhaps this is a kind of a hierarchy of claims. In other words, the center is the most prestigious position, and the left is the least prestigious position. So the Tvul Yom, who's in the middle here, he has the strongest claim to share in the Karban, because he has undergone the entire, all the parts and all the segments of Tara. He's just waiting for nightfall. The Onen is also in a strong position, because we're holding now that Aninus Laila is not enough to prevent the Onen from eating the Basar. Again, the Onen is not at the same status and the same level as the Tvul Yom. The Tvul Yom is immersed in a mikvah. The Onen is still fully subject to the law of Aninus. But the claim of the Mechusa Kapar, that's the weakest of all three, because he'll remain Tomei until he performs those acts that will be Metayer himself, the positive acts of bringing his Karbonos. So the Mechusa Kapar has not brought his Karbonos yet. And now we're up to Parich Rav Achai. Rav Achai is going to raise the following kasha. Why did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon mention these three dinim of Tvul Yom, Onen, and Mechusa Kapara, and why didn't he add the following? Did Lema Le, the Tvul Yom could say to the Kohen, who's tar, Tainli Mibachar V'Ochal, meaning, give me a portion of the Bechar, and I'll eat it in the evening. In other words, the Tvul Yom thinks that he can receive from the Bailim parts of the Bechar. And now, if the Tar wants to refute him, Mishum Di Amrla, the Tar says to the Tvul Yom, Ma b'mokom shehura kochi b'chatos, Eitzol Noshai ve'avodai. The Kohen Tar is a has got a weak position with regard to the basar chatos. He cannot share it with his wife and his avodim. Nevertheless, the chisicha mi chatos Yisrael, I rejected you from taking a part of the chatos. Is makom sheyafakolchi bebechar the kulei dina dilehi. The bechar is entirely mine, meaning I can share it with my nashim and avodim. Is ainu din sheed edchacha mimenu. So if that's what the Torah is going to say to the Tful Yom, the Tful Yom could answer by saying, Uma im dechisani michatos. Why? Kishekshem shahura kochacha kahura kochi. Meaning I also in a lower power position because I can't share, even if I would be Torah, I can't share the chatos with my noshim vavadu. But to dechani mi b'char, shekshem shiofa kocha kach yofa kochi, just like you have rights to the all the basar, so too I have rights to all the basar. In other words, in b'char it's kula kohenim, which means that the kohen can now share the basar of b'char with his wife and his avodim. So now the Torah will respond again to the Tful Yom, harehu omer, what about the pasuk with regard to b'char shar? Now, the parsha is in Bamidbar Yuches, and the mention here is of one of three animals, Bechor Shar, or Keves V'Eiz, and the pasuk says, Es Damam Tizrok Alam Izbeach, Ves Chelbom Takter V'Sarim Yelacha. Yelach. So if you zorik the dam, and you makter the chelev, then you can eat from the basar, Bo Zrok V'Yachol. I challenge you, Mr. Tful Yom. Can you be Zorik the Dam? Well, that you can't do because you're Pasul. So too, you can't eat from the Basar. Meaning that the Bechar is given only to the Kohen who's royal Lizrok as Dama. So why, when Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Shimon presented all his cases, he limited himself to three dinim, why didn't he go one step further and discuss the case of a Bechar? Where again the Tful Yom would come forward and he would place his argument, and then we'd have a Kal v'Chomer against him, and he would be docha with a pircha of the Kal v'Chomer. This all was omitted by Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara answers v'idach, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that he didn't mention this din, and the reason for that is parich, miksiv u'besarim lakoin azorek, u'besarim yelach ksiv. Afilu l'koin acher. Had the Torah said, "Ubisarom l'koin hazorek," that would mean to exclude a Tful Yom who's not a koin hazorek, because he's posel. But instead, the Torah says, "Ubisarom yeloch." So who is loch? And this is a ribui. Afilu l'koin acher. You're allowed to give the boss of the bechor. Not only to a Kohen who's royal avod at that time, but even to a Tful Yom. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon did not mention this din, because in fact the din is, that din is not mishtameh, I mean, it's not implicit in the Pasuk. So this is what the Gemara is saying over here about the Pasuk Yelach. Then Yelach means Afilu Kohen Acher, which means even someone who's not able to throw the dam, such as a Tful Yom. Now the Pasuk doesn't identify exactly who's Makabel, the Basar of the Bechar. It just says Loch, that it's the flesh of the carbon is yours. And that's not what we saw in the case of Chatos Mincha and Shlomim. There the Torah explicitly says that the carbon, the basar carbon, belongs to the Kohen HaMakriv. But in Bechar, it implies that even a Kohen who is not kosher for the Avodah, is not royal Avodah, for example, a Tful Yom, he can acquire the basar. So according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, a Tful Yom is allowed to acquire the meat of the Bechar. And that's why he didn't include the case of Bechar in amongst the other cases of Chatos, Mincha, and Shlomim. You may recall that Rava quoted this halacha in the name of Rabbi Lozer in the bathroom. Hechi Ovid Hachi, Vama Rabba Barbachana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Becholma Kamuta Lahar Chutz Mimerchatz, Umi Beis Hakise. Not only is Dibur B'Divrei Torah prohibited in a Beis Hakise, Beis Hamerchatz, but even Hirhur, even thinking Divrei Torah is prohibited. And the Gemara answers Li Onso Shiny. He was in a situation beyond, he was in a compelling situation. In other words, he was concentrating on his studies so intently that when he had to go to the Beis HaKise, he couldn't interrupt his thinking, and he shared his thoughts with Rav. So he actually didn't share his thoughts with, again, whether it's Rav or Rav or the Gears, until he got out of the bathroom, but he thought of it in the bathroom. And that's because he didn't have the ability to control himself. The Drishan or Chaim Siman Pehei interprets that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, when he said these dinim, he was in a Beis HaKise. And therefore he came to the conclusion, the Drisha, that Mutter Afil Ledaber Beis HaKise Lo'onso. That's also the opinion of the Yavetz. And therefore, if a Talmud Chacham is speaking Divrei Torah in a Beis HaKise Lo'onso, no one should make a big deal about it and start protesting and make a mechah. Rava heard these dinim from Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, and he didn't make a mechah. But other achronim understand that, as we said before, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon was only being mahar in a Beis HaKise, and then he went out into the Beis HaMedrash and he told Rava the dinim that he was mahar here in the Beis HaKise. So therefore there's no raya from here, according to those achronim, that a rav is allowed to teach his talmidim in a Beis HaKise, even if the rav was mahar leonso, but not dibur. Rashi's language seems to indicate that Rabbi Elazar was mahar bidavar, and he didn't say it in the Beis HaKise. In any event, we're up to the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel, Omid Aleph. Let's just learn through the Mishnah, Mirtz Hashem. The Mishnah speaks about the case of Oros Behemoth Karbonos. We're talking about the hides. And these are not burnt on the Mizbeach, but we strip the hides and they're given over to the Kohen. The Basar, in the case of an Ola, for example, is burnt on the Mizbeach. In other Karbonos, Nechal, we eat the basar, except for the case of chatos and srofos. There are certain cases of chatos and srofos where after the zrikas adam and aktorsi move on the mizbeach, whatever's left, they burn outside of the machlin of Beis HaDeshen, together with the oros. Our Mishnah wants to know what's the din of the R of a carbon ola after it was stripped off, the flayed off the animal's back. Certain cases where the Kohanim get the R of the Ola, and certain cases that they don't have rights to the R of the Ola. And the Mishnah is also going to describe the case of Oros of other Kochi Kochim, and when the Kohen has a Zchus in the R. So the Mishnah opens by saying, Kol, you know, it's all Behemoth's Karban Ola, Shalo Zocham is Beth B'Psara. In other words, it's not burnt on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach doesn't have rights, so to speak, for the Haktorah of that Basar. Let's say, for example, if the Basar became Pasul before Zrikas Dam HaKorban, it never had a Shas Heter LeMizbeach. Isn't such a case, Lo Zachu Kohanim Bi'ora. The Kohanim don't have rights to the Or. The Or is burnt together with the Basar. So again, a psul happened in the basar before Zrika Saddam. There's no heter Zrika. And therefore we cannot be motzi the R lechulin. The R is kadosh. And in this case, we don't need a special pasuk to teach us that the R does not go into, is not given to the Kohen. So why does the Mishnah go ahead and base itself on a pasuk? L'chora it's pashut. Al pi svara. So the Brisker Rav is famous for saying that without this pasuk, which the Gemara is going to derive from Olas Ish,
the Kohanim would be zochen the or bidin matnas kahuna, even if it's kadosh. And therefore, in the case of Zrika Shalobim Koma, which is not matu the basar, it's not matu the or, nevertheless, the Kohanim are zochen the or, even though it still has the status of Iser Kodesh. In other words, what we're saying is that there's no stira between the fact that there's an Iser Kodesh and there's a schus of the Kohanim. Now again, does the Kohen get a bailus over something that's Kodosh? L'chor, that's Momen Gavoh, it's not his Momen. But he has rights to be poder the Oros, and the money he can use for himself. Now, L'chora, we have a very basic question to ask over here, because if we're talking about a case where the carbon became possible before the Zrikas Adam, how is it possible that the coin is makir of the carbon and he gets the R? He's not a coin of makir. The whole status of R and the rights to the R is the coin of makir, but here the coin is possible, excuse me, the carbon was possible before the Zrikas Adam. And perhaps we could say that in this case, the Zchiyah is not for the Kohen HaMakriv, there is no Kohen HaMakriv, but there's a general Zchiyah for the Kohen HaMishmar, even though they're not Makrivim. So let's just read the drosha of the Mishnah, Shenemar. It says, Vayikra Zayva Kohen HaMakriv es Olas Ish, or HaOlas or Hikriv La Kohen Los Yeh. It's Mashmah that the Kohen is Zoch in the Or, when... And if and when we can consider the R and classify it as Olas Ish, what does that mean, Olas Ish? Ola Sha'ol Sola Ish. That means the Ola that was Nikra Val Gabi Mizbeach. There was a person, we'll call him Reuven, it was Magdish the Ola for the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was Zochin the Basar, wasn't Possel. And in such a case, the Kohen is Zoch in the Or. But Ola, Shenishkata Shalolishma, if the Ola was Shechted L'Shem Shlomim, for example, Afa Pishlo also Ba'ilim, as the Mishnah says, beginning of Zvachim, the Ba'ilim have to replace the Karbon, but nevertheless, Oral the Kohen, and the Kohenim still get rights to the Or. And the Gemara is going to have to derive this from a Pasuk, Or Ha'Ola, as we'll soon see. Echad ola sa'ish v'echad ola sa'isha oroseyen la'kohanim. In other words, this pasuk of ola sa'ish does not exclude ola sa'isha. And the Gemara is going to explain why not. So even in the case of ola sa'isha, the Kohen has rights to the or. Oras kodshim kalim, who gets the or in the case of kodshim kalim? That's labailim. That goes to the Baal HaKarbon, who also gets the Bosar. So in the case of Kodshi Kodshim, where the Bosar is given to Zichrei Kuna, they get the Or as well. And even in the case of Ola, where they don't get the Bosar, nevertheless the Pasuk is going to teach us that they get the Or, the Kohen gets the Or. But in the case of Kodshim Kalim, there the Bailim get both the Bosar and the Or as well. So there's no pasuk that says olas ish to be memayit olas isha. And in kodshe kodshim, in chatas v'yosham, lakohanim, and this is based on a kal v'chomer. So again, as far as korban ol is concerned, we needed a special pasuk, and that was hakohen makrivis olas ish. As far as other kinds of kodshe kodshim, namely chatas v'yosham, that we could derive from a kal v'chomer. Umayim ola shalo zochu b'psora, zochu b'ora. The Kohanim, in the case of ola, have no rights to the basar, and yet they get the or. Is kodshe kodshim she zochu b'psora mechatos v'yosham, where the Kohanim eat the basar. That's their rights to the basar. Zeno din she is kol yora, and how much more so than ola that they should get the or. And now the Mishnah raises, without explicitly mentioning it, a pircha on this kavachom, but rejects that pircha. V'ein, the word v'ein here means don't reject this kavachomer with a pircha and say mizbeach yochiach, which means that as far as the emurim of the karbonos, that goes to the mizbeach, and the Kohanim get nothing in the Emurim, and they don't get the skin of the Emurim, even the hides, the Oroseim. And therefore you might argue that the Kohanim, even if they're Zoche to the Basar of Kachim Kachim, but they're not Zoche to the Or. And the Mishnah rejects this Pircha by saying, She'ein lo Or b'chol makom. So when the Pircha was, if the Mizbeach is Zoche and Emurim, but they don't get the Or, then the Kohanim could be Zoche to the Basar of Kachim Kachim, and they shouldn't get the Or. And the Gemara rejects this. And the Gemara says, again, when I say the Gemara, I'm sorry, I mean the Mishnah. It says, Ein lo or b'chol makom. In other words, the Mizbeach doesn't get or in any carbon whatsoever. So that which from the fact that the Mizbeach is not zochen or of carbonus, that doesn't prove a thing. There's no relationship between the Mizbeach and oros, and or. But Kohanim, we know that they get the or in the case of Ola. How much more so should get the or in the case of Kodshei Kodshei? Now, let's just summarize the following point. Whenever a carbon becomes possible before the Kohen did the Zrika, there was never a moment that the meat, the basa, was fit to be burnt on the... It never had a shasa kosher for hakrova on the Mizbeach, and the Kohenim did not receive the or. If the Zrika was done properly, and that's mate, the basa, to be brought on the Mizbeach, then the R belongs to the Kohanim. Even if the Basar itself becomes Pasul, as long as there was a Kosher Zrika with Haktar Simurim, then, and at that moment, the Kohen is Zocha in the R, even if subsequently the Basar itself became Tomei or Yotze or whatever, Psul. And let's also summarize that the fact that the Mizbeach is Zoche to the meat of the Ola, yet it doesn't have any rights to the Or, because the Or is not burnt on the Mizbeach. That proves L'chora that the rights to these items are not Haba HaTalia, meaning that even though you get the Basa, you don't necessarily get the Or. And the Gemara rejects that, because there's no Zchus at all, ever, in the Mizbeach, with regard to the oros. No offering, no carbon, the or is burnt on the Mizbeach. It's just not something that's part of the Krovas HaKarbon. It has no place on the Mizbeach. As far as Kohanim concerned, the Torah gave them rights to the or of the Ola. How much more so should get the rights of other Kodshim where they have rights to the Basar? Okay, we'll stop here.